The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When it was evening, the disciples of Jesus went down to the sea, embarked in a boat, and went across the sea to Capernaum. It was already grown dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea was stirred up because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed and about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they began to be afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." They wanted to take him into the boat, but the boat immediately arrived at the shore to which they were heading. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, we reflect on the passage where Jesus walks on water to meet his disciples amidst the stormy sea. We are invited today to contemplate the storms in our own lives, because life is often like a storm. And just as the disciples faced the challenge of rowing across the rough sea with high winds blowing against them, we too encounter storms that threaten to overwhelm us in our own lives. And these storms take form of personal struggles, difficult circumstances, and unforeseen challenges that toss us about the waves of crashing against a boat. But yet amidst our storms, we are asked to speak to Jesus and to allow him to come into our lives to guide us, just how he guided the disciples in our gospel today. And at the same time, from the disciples' point of view, we're asked to trust in Jesus to guide us in that moment. I know from my experience in my own life, going into the seminary wasn't really easy, because there were many storms in my life in that moment also, with thinking about my career, what am I giving up, what I have to sacrifice to go into the seminary. At the same time, I was worried about all the thoughts and my own faith in general, thinking that, am I really worthy or am I ready to enter the seminary? And at the same time, my biggest thought was, what am I giving up for my family? Because my parents, they were immigrants from South Korea, and came over to the United States, and they really wanted to create a new life that was separate from theirs, from what they experienced growing up in Korea. And then also to give myself and my younger brother a new life that is more free and allow us to have more opportunities to find happiness in our, by our own merits. But then I had this calling after college, thinking about, you know, going to the seminary, becoming a priest. And then I thought about what my parents told me and what their dreams were. And I felt like by going to Jesus, going to the seminary, I'm taking away their dreams. But then after this, I really prayed about it, talked to a lot of priests and other people about what their careers and life is like. But then, like the disciples, like them in the sea while they're rowing to their destination, they really had the moment to trust in Jesus. Allow him to guide you instead of trying to take all that pressure on your own. Trust in God, allow him to be in your life and allow Jesus to help you find that true happiness. So today, for all of us here in this Mass, we're also asked to trust in the Lord to guide us. Even though we're probably, you know, in the second week of Easter, already facing a lot of troubles in our own lives, having that storm, things that, you know, pop up here and there and causing us to doubt ourselves. at this moment, let us pray to Jesus, ask him to guide us, and allow him to be in our hearts so that everything we do will be